As the U.S. continues to see declines in COVID cases and hospitalizations, new mask guidance is expected soon from the CDC, perhaps as soon as this week.
After nearly 2 years in the pandemic, it's important to start thinking about preventative health again.
So I have to say, it was pretty recent that the CDC advised everyone to wear N95 masks, and now it's considering loosening mask recommendations. So what's changed?
Yeah, well, cases are way down. There's been about a 75% decline since the start of February. And perhaps more importantly, the number of people hospitalized with COVID is down too, about 40%. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says this is a key metric. So as these trends continue, hopefully in the right direction, the agency is reevaluating.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen.
Many states and cities have already lifted masking requirements, but I think the seed that's being planted, Leila, is that COVID isn't being eradicated, so masking could come back in the event of another outbreak.
Okay, what about lifting mask mandates in schools?
Dr. Walensky has said for now the CDC is sticking with the recommendation to keep masks on in schools, though some states have already lifted or set dates to lift requirements, and there really are differing opinions among infectious disease experts. Some say there's not much benefit of keeping kids masked if the wider community is not, especially if kids are not wearing high-quality masks. Others say with many children unvaccinated, keep the masks on, given the virus is still circulating. In California, officials say they will reevaluate school masking, which is still in effect for now, at the end of this month.
So I want to pivot, Allison. I want to ask about some new studies out that suggest a lot of Americans neglected preventative health care during the pandemic. Everything from cholesterol checks to cancer screenings. Does that mean more people are sicker with non-COVID illnesses now?
Well, the pandemic has had a pretty chilling effect on prevention measures, such as cancer screenings, as you say. Take mammograms. Fewer women have had them, and now when breast cancers are detected, they're more likely to be detected at a later stage. A new study from UC San Diego found prior to the pandemic, 64% of breast cancer patients were diagnosed at stage one early on, but that dropped to about half. Dr. Connie Lehman is director of the breast imaging at Massachusetts General Hospital. She says this trend is very concerning.
The very good news about breast cancer is when we detect it early, we cure it, which is why we have so many women that are breast cancer survivors. However, when we diagnose breast cancer late, it's a very different story. The treatment is much more aggressive, and unfortunately, the percentage of women that will die goes up dramatically when the disease is diagnosed at a late stage.
So if you are due for a mammogram, schedule it. The American Cancer Society recommends annual screenings for women in their mid-40s to mid-50s, then the option of every other year after that. And they say for people 45 and up, think about scheduling a colonoscopy, the best way to detect early-stage cancer.